Let us pray. May the words from my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So we have this person, Abram and his wife, Sarah. They are 99 years old. And they are living in a land, and they are worried and kind of scared. And all of a sudden, God comes up to them. This God that the name has now been changed from Yahweh to El Shaddai. And God comes up to them and says, listen to me, I'm going to make a covenant with you. I promise you, I am going to make this covenant, this promise, that you will have a nation come from you. Oh, that means children are going to come from my wife, who is 99 years old. Yes, I am making a covenant with you, a promise. Land will come to you. Nations will come from you. And I will be your God always. My name is God Almighty, El Shaddai.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Urkamkon Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, you turned the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were God who really sees. By your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Urkamkon Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through the years you made it clear that the time of Christ was near. Though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be, though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your awesome work was done to the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Urkamkon Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
Naming and praising God, God Almighty. Names, Abraham, Sarah, El Shaddai, God Almighty, Yahweh, your name. God promised through this covenant to Abraham that God would be our God because Abraham has the covenant with Sarah through Isaac. So the promises that came to us are a promise of fertile ground, to be able to grow our food and our land, a promise that there will be nations, a promise that there will be children, and a promise that there will be a covenant. You know, this promise comes with some laughter, because the next line in the text from Genesis is, Abraham fell on his face and laughed. He's 99 years old, and Sarah is 90, whatever. She is having the son Isaac named as Laughter. It is a promise, a covenant that we have been given. So naming, what does it mean to be named by God? Think of a time when we have been named. You gather around the baptismal font. We are named and claimed by God. Think what it means when someone doesn't know your name and they just say, hey, you. God knows our name. Do we know God's name? We do know God's name. You're right, Chloe. Good. We do. God is our God. God is this God Almighty, and we call God many different names, but God is God. This word, covenant, from the Old Testament, the Hebrew word is berith, B-E-R-I-T-H. And it's really God's action that initiates the covenant within us. God's action initiates that covenant with us. We are never alone again because of that covenant with Abraham and Sarah. Now, the name was changed because Abram meant one, and Abraham means many. So Abraham is many nations, and Sarah's as his wife is many nations that come together and be named. Hence why we sat up here and we had our names. It's not just the name that we're called. And when I said Melinda, there were a few laughs. God names us. I was named Melinda Sue Quellhorst by my parents. Now, I got the better end of the deal, though, because my sister is named Lucinda Sue Quellhorst. Now, and they think that there's only going to be one, and then there's twins at the last minute. They have to come up with names quickly. From what I understand, they were going to name us one Belinda. Well, then when there were two of us, they didn't know what to do, so they came up with Melinda and Lucinda, which became Mindy and Cindy, which when we were young and we looked so much alike, became Smindy, because people just couldn't remember which one we were. But it is a name, and it is a story, and it is part of my story and my covenant. Like Abram and Sarai are named Abraham and Sarah, it is part of their story. Naming is part of our story. And through Abraham and Sarah, we have trust and hospitality and humor and faith. They are part of the covenant that God has shared with us through Abraham and through Sarah. Think about your name and the wonders that God has given you with your name. The gifts that God has shared with you with your name. God can do wonders. El Shaddai can do wonders. God Almighty can do wonders in this covenant of hope and trust and love and never again being alone. We are so blessed by being named by God. Amen.